It's Dry July at the moment. Many people taking the challenge of going without booze to raise funds for cancer support. Anyone who's not drinking knows the pain of people judging you at the pub or at a party. What gives, guys? Such an Aussie tradition, isn't it? Instead of nursing a water or lemon lime and bitters, is there an alternative for someone staying sober? Well, Glenn the Wine Guy joins us now to give us some tips, because apparently there's some good stuff going around these days that's alcohol-free. Isn't that right, Glenn?
It sure is, Jenny. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Yeah, great for Dry July. Thanks, yeah.
Now, you're not doing Dry July, are you?
I dabble part-time. I don't know if you know this, but I've got one of those rare conditions where my body doesn't produce wine, so I have to take supplements.
Oh. Yeah. Is that how it works, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I feel like it's getting better. Alcohol-free booze. I had a really lovely sparkling the other day because I had a friend around who's pregnant. And it sort of tasted a bit like a cider, but it was pretty good. Do you think they're getting better these days, alcohol-free wine and alcohol generally?
I sure do, Jenny. I never thought in my role that it would be something that I'd be out there flying the flag for, but I think it's great. And as a young bartender, I used to question people who ordered decaf coffee, and I couldn't get my head around it. And I thought, why do people, you know, would you buy a car with no motor? I don't understand. And then decaf coffee got better. Then the more guests that I asked, the more I realised that they want the flavour, and they don't want to be up at 2 a.m. in the morning. It's the flavour they want that they're looking for, like real coffee. But we're social creatures, Jenny, and we want to hang out with our friends and do what everyone else is doing without being the odd one out necessarily. And this is now what's happening with the zero wine. I'm almost going to say phenomenon.
Yes. How close is it to the taste of real wine, do you reckon?
It's pretty good. What's missing, you know, the bad news first, what's missing is the alcohol warmth. So it's like you're drinking wine, but your brain suddenly goes, hang on, I know this sensation, but there's something missing. So reverse osmosis is what is used to de-alcoholise a wine, which, wow, it sounds far too technical, but that's when you're forcing the water and the ethanol out into a fine little membrane, and that goes out and leaves all the flavour behind, which is fantastic. And so when you're tasting these wines, you're really getting ripe, fresh, what we'd say genuine grape flavours from these wines, and you're still getting tannin, you know, a little bit of soft tannin there, and all the colour stays there. You've got to do a few tricks, of course. If you go too far, you might strip some flavour out. But now you can have fun at parties and look like everyone else and have a good time and probably still drive home.
Great. And is it completely alcohol-free? Or is there a tiny bit of alcohol in there?
Oh, have you ever had a nut chocolate bar or something that says it might contain traces of nuts?
Yep.
And you think, yeah, probably would. Legally, I think most people on their labelling, according to the law, would have to say that it's about 0.2% or right, you know, less than something. So just to be on the safe side. So, you know, it means you could probably still have a whole bottle if you were thirsty and drive home. You're not going to get any trouble. But, yeah, there's probably chances are in some cases a tiny bit remaining. So they just leave that on the label just in case.
Just
even
in
though
case.
We're badging all these as zero alcohol.
Actually, as a lactose intolerant person, I actually like it when it says may contain traces of dairy, because that's like, oh, yes, that means it probably doesn't have dairy.
Yeah. Look, personally, I avoid any of those wines that say that they've got milk proteins in them and that sort of thing. Yeah, so that's also a good idea if you're drinking healthy.
What is with that? Is that about trying to get rid of some of, like, why do they put egg and milk in some wines?
Without sounding too cheeky, it can be a speedy process to make sure you can clarify a wine and it basically make it go from cloudy to clear. So there's milk powders and egg white products out there that can really clarify wines by basically dropping or pulling out all of those particles and dropping them to the bottom of your tank so that you've got a clear wine. But, you know, you can make it a lovely white wine. You know, if it settles over time, it'll clarify itself. So, you know, that's something to look for if you're into the healthy aspect of wine. Just check the back label, and if it hasn't got those things in it, maybe it's been made with a bit more love. I don't know.
But
certainly, yeah, from a health aspect, that's a good thing.
Glenn the Wine Guy's with us this Wine Wednesday. Now, we are talking alcohol-free wine. A lot of people on doing Dry July or not drinking for various reasons, which is probably a good move, let's be honest, sometimes. But with regards to alcohol-free wine, do you have any recommendations? Are there any particular brands out through our regions that you reckon are worth giving a shot?
Look, I think so. If you're sniffing around little local bottle shops and that sort of thing, you'd be surprised. There's even alcohol-free gin out there. There's alcohol cider. There's a lovely family, I think, out of Loxton doing some, but also a brand called Pure Vision. And these people are local South Australians from Pure Vision, and they're doing an alcohol-free Chardonnay and a Shiraz, and they're coming from a vineyard that's totally organic.
There you go.
Yeah, oh, that's it.
Beautiful. Any others? Yeah.
Oh, look, there's plenty. I think if you went online or searched at your local bottle shop, they're coming on strong. I think there's a lot of people have now worked out it's a costly exercise, would you believe, to de-alcoholise your wine, but more and more people are getting into it. So for the small producers, this is something they have to tippy-toe into. But look, in Australia now, I think there's possibly 80 to choose from. I've lost count. So how's that? I mean, there's people out there drinking a beer and then, you know, a real beer and changing to a zero beer. There's people now having, you know, real wine, should we say, in a restaurant and then converting halfway through dinner and choosing something off the menu. And we've got about a dozen restaurants around Adelaide now that have alcohol-free wine lists specialising in that. So you know where to go to if you want to drive home.
Oh, beautiful. Well, thanks for keeping us in the loop, Glenn, the wine guy.
My pleasure, and happy Wine Wednesday to you and all your listeners, Jenny.
Oh, you too, Glenn. He's Glenn Malika, Director of Wine Pro.